مركز صحابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم once again to this edition of the Coffee Express coming to you from the studios of Markaz Sahaba online, Sawt Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the voice of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah in Durban, South Africa, on this day, the 14th, on this day, the 25th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447, corresponding with the 18th of October 2025. Alhamdulillah, we have completed our segment on Palestine. That was the first segment for this morning. Then we went on to our second segment, which is called Buldaji. There we discussed DIY issues, we discussed fishing, we discussed gardening, and we discussed foods. Now we are on to our third segment, and our third segment is called Straight Talk. And this segment, we connect with Brother Ahmed Tariq. And Brother Ahmed Tariq is an ex-counselor with a lot of experience in politics and community work. And every fortnight, we get Professor Abdul Qadir to speak to us on education and, you know, life on campus and school, etc., as this is his field of speciality. For now, what we would do is we are supposed to have Prof. Abdul Qadir online, but our technician is having some technical problems in getting him. So we would just listen to a nasheed and see if there's any progress. And of course, Brother Ahmed Tariq is online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Ahmed Tariq.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Molana, how are you doing this morning?
Alhamdulillah. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, Molana.
Yeah, our technician, a Boniface, just contacted me and told me that Prof is on voicemail. So should we just listen to a nasheed until Boniface gets him?
Molana, I think what we should do is we should, because we haven't completed our our segment on Zafan
okay.
last week. You can start there, and if,
right.
if Prof is on, then he's on. If he's not, then
right.
we can complete the show. So why go lose some time, because people are still waiting for the other half of our segment.
Okay.
It should be another week or so, inshallah.
Right. Okay, so you could proceed with those protocols that you were discussing since last week, you know, when a person passes away, the correct procedures that must be followed.
So we went right up to where the ghusl khana, where we have now simplified it by having ghusl khanas at various masjid, as well as the very first one in South Africa at the Ahmed Al Khali Hospital. Now, after that process has been done, and we also said that to make it easier for the burial society, we should have one Amir only dictating and assisting. So there's no too many role players asking for other information, and some other bright spark comes and he's got a contact, he's phoning another burial services, then it becomes an issue, then it becomes like a tow truck. Two burial societies are going for one mayat. So that was we discussed last week. Now, after the ghusl has been done, we said, okay, fine, now the ghusl has been done at the ghusl khana, now it goes to the home. Now, there's always a debate how the body must be actually faced. The feet must face the qibla. A lot of people say, no, our qibla is there, their head must face. But in janaza one, in normal, when you don't face your feet to the qibla, in this case here, you put the body on where the Qibla is, Qibla direction, and you place it there. Now, most important thing is, Molana, then a lot of people come in there, some are non-Mahram, they are coming inside there, and if it's a lady, Janaza, and all that. This is very, very important, and in fact, you can talk on this issue as well. What is the masla? Because, you know, I always, wherever I go and wherever I'm involved, I make a very, very sharp announcement, immediate family only, in the ladies first, obviously. The men folk can be outside. When they're picking up, and obviously they, when they're making the dua, they just come and stand in the back, and the dua is made, and then we pick up the mayat. Now, a lot of people come there. Now it is like a fashion show nowadays. One folks are coming into operation. You will see how it is happening. People are just coming and to see, and instead of coming for the mayat and sitting down with the Yasin kitab there, or if you know, some of them are not well, and you know, there is space in the patch and all that. So I think this is very, very important that we need clarity on, Maulana. If you can just give us a small clarity on who should come into the, if it's a female, especially a female mayat, or if it's a male mayat, a lot of ladies and all just come there, not immediate family or anything like that. What happens in that case, Maulana? Give us clarity. I think it will be better for our listeners as well, Maulana.
You know that the ideal thing is that from the ghusl khana, after making ghusl, to take the janaza straight to the masjid. But of course, there are family members that are mahram, that may be far out of Durban. You know, if the janaza is in Durban, and there is a possibility that I haven't seen. Now I'm talking about mahram, you know, women that are the maharim and men that are, if it's a male janaza, if it's a female janaza, then men that are the maharim, it could be the lady's sons, it could be the lady's brothers who are far out of Durban, who haven't seen her, you know, for a long time. It was a sudden death. Nobody expected it, that, you know, she's going to pass away. She was, you know, fit as a fiddle. And they would like to, you know, see her face once more before she is buried. Now, in that case, it is understood. But as I said, the ideal thing is from the ghusl facility straight into the masjid, the janaza, salah, and burial. I know there are some people who have actually wrote that in their will, you know, that when I pass away, I don't want my body to be made like a spectacle. I don't want you all to wait for this person and that person to come. I want my body to go from the ghusl facility straight into the masjid, salatul janaza, and then to the graveyard. But of course, as I was saying, you know, you get this, and no doubt, human beings are subjected by emotions. They have a connection with their close relatives, particularly like if it's mahram, we're talking about the brother of the deceased female, or the sons of the deceased female, or even the nephews of the deceased female. And if it's a male, it could be the daughters of the deceased that haven't seen their father for quite a long time, because it was a sudden death. You know, usually when a person falls seriously ill before passing away, relatives from out of town, they come to visit the person. But this could have been an accident or something like that, and they would like to see the face, then it is permissible. But, you know, ideally, the only people that should be allowed there from the opposite gender are the maharim, not people that are not mahram. And if it's the same gender, you could allow, you know, other members, because they, you don't take into consideration mahram. So that is how it should be done.
Ji Maulana, now, you know, a lot of people come to mayat. Now, they, you know, obviously the men is separated from the females, and, you know, in the way the janaza is. Now, instead of them taking a Yasin, there is always Yasin Kitab Fadeh. In fact, at the moment now, we're putting together, it will be a caravan that will come. As soon as you got a mayat, it bring you 50 chairs, 5 tables with the musallas, with everything in it. They pack it at your place there. You got everything, so you don't have to run around and look for it. And on, in fact, we're busy putting that together. There will be one in Sparks Road, one in Musgrave Masjid, and various other places. If you go to Kaohsiung, they have already started the system. In fact, Ladysmith has already got that in motion as well. So I'm putting it together here in KZN. I think there is one already, one or two is already been done. We now putting for the, overport area and all that. It makes it easy, obviously, because, one call and everything. So the family is, a lot of family, they don't have these things sometimes. They will have everything else, but what you're supposed to have, you normally don't have these things happen. So now we're putting this in place in the next couple of months, inshallah. We'll be getting some quotation and to put that together. Instead of the men folk taking the Yasin Kitab and start to read for the marhum. But yeah, people are sitting with the phones and talking about business and talking about everything else. Now, this is a big problem. I think we need to bring it through to all the Jamaatul Ulama and Sunni Jamaatul Ulama. We need to talk on issues like this here, Molana, because, if we're not going to talk about it, people, and especially the younger generation, they're losing the plot if we're not going to do something about it. And a problem that we face with. Then obviously after that, the janaza is picked up, it goes to the masjid. Even in the masjid too, people come there to the masjid for the janaza. Some of them come late and they come and inconvenience the residents of the area. They park in their driveway. The late Molana Yunus Patel always said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him jannat for those. But he always mentioned, before he starts his sermon and any talk he's going to have at the masjid at Valentine, he always says, please go and remove your car, do not inconvenience anyone. Now, this is even I see in our masjid and various other masjid, people come late for a Jummah and they inconvenience others. Now, you came late, but why do you have to inconvenience your neighbors and all? That is not right. So this is another issue. And obviously, the surf that, they take their own time and some of them come late. And now we have to wait for them because we set it for 1 o'clock. Now the people are coming late. They're still going to make wazu so that mayat gets delayed. Now, the Sharia, obviously, they say you hasten towards the cemetery as quick as possible. Now, these are the issues that we now have to bring to the community's attention that what is the masala is pertaining to burial and everything else. Now, that's where I used to previously lecture in various masjids and all, and I think we need to start again and speak to all the ulama councils to have one Jummah pertaining to dafan and kafan work, what is taking place and what is happening. Because if the alim don't come to know about these things, they can't talk from the member as well, Molana. Gee, your take on that, Molana?
Definitely, because this is basic knowledge. Death is something that none can escape. It's going to affect each and every family, no matter what. And as you were talking about that caravan you prepared, I know of experiences people had gone to janazas and they have no yasin in their home. There's one home I know where a young boy committed suicide. And why he committed suicide is because his mother didn't want to allow him to go with his friends to Gateway. And, it was in an area where I was teaching. And the other teachers went to the house, to sympathize with the family and read Yasin and so much so Asar time. And the family said that they carried some musallas because they were aware of the condition of the family. There was no yasins, no musallas, no nothing of that sort. So having a system like that is good. And as far as these other basic mas'alas about hastening with the burial, etc., that must be common knowledge among our people. You know, there is no doubt that people should know that you bury the person as quick as possible. People should also write that on their wills. You know, that when I pass away, you know, don't wait for this person to come from overseas and that person to come from Cape Town, etc. Follow the Sharia strictly, the prescription of the Sharia. You know, that is how things should go. And there should be, I know in the maktabs, I also, you know, when I first came to the country, I taught in two different maktabs also. And we used to teach this to the senior children. You know, they should do that book, Ta'alimul Haq. So all that was taught, how to rap. But unfortunately, a lot of maktabs, I don't know whether they do the practical of how to give ghusl to the mayyit and how to wrap the coffin, etc. But if it's not happening, you know, these are things that should happen. Otherwise, we're going to end up with a generation of people who won't even know how to give ghusl to a mayyit.
Sure. I see Abdul Qadir, our brother Abdul Qadir is on the listing. I think we give him because okay. The timing is also just now. We won't have any time left for Abdul Qadir.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Professor Abdul Qadir.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Now, as we know, currently our matrics are all in a state of like depression, you know, because it's exam time. Could you give some advice on preparation for this exams?
Ji, Maulana, I think now the students are pretty much ready. In a few days' time, inshallah, they will be starting the exams already. I think it's important they got to believe in themselves because they have prepared quite well. And some tips for our learners that are at this point in time, they need to stick to the timetable. They need to be consistent in what they do. As far as possible, from the learner's point of view, they should be able to pass papers. They should practice under time conditions for the exam that they're going to be writing. They should not ignore the tough topics. You know, they should actually look at the hard topics that they believe are hard, because they should start that first in the morning, they start in the mornings or they start in the evenings. They should tackle those subjects very, very quickly and excel, because your mind is stretched at the point where you are writing. You need to sleep well, Monana. You need to sleep well. And some educationists say between 6 and 8 hours is essential. You know, eat smartly, you know, have balanced meals, stay hydrated. You know, water, you have a lot of water intake. Exercise, short walks, you know. And more importantly, I think in all of this, you know, salah is important. You know, they need to feel the five salahs that they are performing. That also gives you some calmness, some structure, and some points of reflection. I think that is from a student point of view. And finally, from a student point of view, the kids need to avoid comparison. You know, their journey is their own journey. And they need to be the better version of themselves rather than competing with somebody that they have been listening to. Moreover, from a parent's point of view, I think it's important. We need to keep the home peaceful and distraction free, you know. Ensure that the mobile phones are not with them. Ensure, you know, kids that got laptops and televisions that are not distracting these kids. You know, also from the parents' point of view, they need to respect the child's study schedule, and even people like us that go and visit them, we need to respect that the children in that house are probably studying, and ensure that, you know, we don't inconvenience the family by random visits if not necessary. You know, the parents need to ensure nice meals and snacks so that children are kept nourished all the time. And importantly, the parents need to talk calmly to them, listen to them, and then rather lecture to them, you know. And from a parent's perspective, it's very, very important, Molana, is to make dua for your children, you know? Because the dua for parents, Molana, I think you are more beautiful than I am. Mosi has around that, the dua of the parent in this point of time. So Molana, it's not, you know, I think the important is that both parents and students need to, you know, structure themselves from a salah, give sabda in you know, invite barakah at this point of time. And important thing is to have doubtful. Trust Allah that they have done the best, they have worked on, and now it's left to Allah to, you know, that the final decision comes from there. So, you know, there are many of us that have won students over a period of time, you know, people have qualified as doctors, speakers, entrepreneurs, top class artisans. So it, these are the things must understand, as much as the tests and pressures that they are going through, there are many people before them have gone through. So Mama, as parents, myself, as teachers and well wishers, Mama, in a few days time, as the exams will start, we do that. Our children succeed both in the exams and whatever future endeavors they have. You know, trust Allah, ask for guidance and confidence and clarity, and work hard. Victory only comes if you work hard and consistently, Mawlana. Here are some of the final parting words for the Metropolitan of 2025. But the anchor point here, Mawlana, is that don't neglect your religious and Islamic duties in these times. It is absolutely needed more now than it ever before. Jazakallah, Mawlana.
Jazakumullah khair al jaza for that. And of course, you know, we know that students, they become overwhelmed just at the exam time. And Allahu Azza wa Jalla states, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Behold, with the remembrance of Allahu Azza wa Jalla, the hearts become tranquil. You go into a state of composure and, you know, you don't panic and become anxiety. You take control of the situation. So there is a better tool to take control of the situation than, you know, engaging in some dhikr. There are, I know in the independent schools, I taught in independent schools, that we do teach children du'as and things that they should read, like Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wahlul uqdatam min lisani, etc. So, you know, that is something that the students must give utmost attention to, because at the end of the day, your outcome depends on the decision of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So stay connected with Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Ji, Molana.
Jazakallah for the valuable information that you have imparted with us this morning. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you both in this world and in the Akhirah. Inshallah, we will speak again in a fortnight's time.
Jazakallah, Molana.
Right. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Professor Abdul Qadir, a specialist in education, giving some advice to our matric students who are on the verge of writing their exams. Now, with that, this edition of Straight Talk, or this segment of Straight Talk, comes to an end as we have reached our time limit. And for now, before we part, I must say Jazakumullah khair al jaza fid darain. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you, Brother Ahmad Parak, in both this world and in the Akhirah, for the valuable information that you impart to us and the service that you render to our local community, be it in relation to kafan and dafan, or, you know, other services that you provide for the people who live within this municipality. in getting them connected with the different departments of the municipality when they have problems, because our people have a lot of problems. Their water accounts are going, above the ceiling. Same with their light accounts, and there's a whole lot of other issues, our potholes and things like that. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you for all the assistance that you give to our people. Insha'Allah, we will talk again next Saturday. Until then, from myself to you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.